This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
And that's me. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. Happy Mother's Day to all you fathers who play the role of mother. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. It is a nice day out there. Lazarus and I enjoyed our walk to start the day. I see he's coming here to visit our guest. Hello, guest.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning to Lee Channing, who's one of Lazarus's favorite guests.
And he's mine. Wonderful.
Well, thank you so much.
Wonderful. He has his head in my lap at this very moment. So.
And I think that's why he likes you, because you say that he's wonderful.
He knows it.
Let me give a shout-out to those folks listening at Lovingston's 94.7, as well as to Blue Ridge Graphics for letting us be here today. Blue Ridge Graphics can be found at Meade Avenue and East High Street here in Charlottesville. They provide custom T-shirts and sportswear, plus promotional items for schools, organizations, and businesses. That's Blue Ridge Graphics. Find them at 296-9746 online, brgt-shirts.com. All right, Lee Channing, our guest today. So many people, including, I think, WNRN, refer to you as our local psychic. More preferred term is intuitive analyst. And you sort of specialize in colors.
I do.
And we'll get into that in a moment. We always want to, well, you know what? Usually you're here on Mother's Day. I would start today by calling my mother.
Absolutely.
But I can't do that today.
Well, you haven't told me why.
Well,
why are we not calling your mother?
Well,
I love your mother.
And she is also someone to love. I can't call my mother because she is in the jungles.
The jungle. I'm jealous.
My mother has gone to Costa Rica with my father.
Oh, wonderful.
For an eco tour. Taking some ecological tour of Costa Rica. They'll be traveling through private islands and busing through places and et cetera, eating naturally grown foods. I don't think today is the day, but they will also be ziplining through the forest.
I was seeing them ziplining. Every time you see that area, you see that. So what a wonderful way to spend Mother's Day.
Yes, for those who don't know, my mother is 68. And she will be ziplining through the forest.
Well, she looks like she's about 45.
That's
so
true. I've been told that I look old, and she looks like she might be my older sister by about a year and a half.
She's an amazing woman.
Anyway, so happy Mother's Day to my mother, because I'm sure she'll listen to this on the podcast, which you can do as well if you need to leave early. www.cvillepodcast.com. Let's give out the phone numbers, because Sean McCord, have you stretched all the muscles? Sean usually has to answer lots of calls today. I hope we'll get lots of calls in for Lee Channing. The number today, 979-0919. That's 979-0919. If you need the toll-free number, it's 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. That's 877-967-967. 6762 877 WNRN Rocks 979-0919. Lee Channing, our local psychic intuitive analyst, because you're literally, your building's just down the road from WNRN's building.
Absolutely.
Tell us, how do you get this ability?
Well, I think everyone has, quote, this ability. Everyone has the ability to read energies. But, you know, many, many years ago, I began to have clairvoyant episodes, which sort of brought it to the forefront of my energy. I really had little choice. I needed to learn to balance and ground myself and use my intuitive energy. It was what I came here to do. I truly believe that. So it's been, I was in my early 20s when these episodes happened. I worked for a number of years with researchers and parapsychologists. I took classes at the University of Minnesota to learn to use this ability because it was what I felt I needed to do. So I basically read the energy of people. I'm also a certified hypnotherapist, so I do a lot of work with past life regressions. But, you know, when people call into the show, you know, I think we need to remember to say this early on, they can ask me questions on any subject, whether it's career or animals or color, and I'll tune in and share whatever input I get from my own intuitive source, which is just an amazing process for us all. And I think we all need to make sure that we trust that ability that we have.
And for those, again, not you've been on the program many times.
I think it's been 11, maybe almost 12 years now. I can't remember, but it's getting close.
And which is why many people think that my mother is just a year and a half older than me. how do you do this by phone? It's one thing for those who have their belief in the ability to come see you, to hold out their hand, to give you an important piece of their body, whether it's a piece of jewelry, an old stuffed animal, to bring the pet with them.
Right.
How do you do this by phone?
Well, it's interesting because in the beginning, when I first started doing this back in the mid-70s, I did psychometry, which means I would hold your watch or your eyeglasses or your ring, something very close to you, and let that help me focus on your energy. As the years went by, I realized I didn't need to do that. Then as a few more years went by, I began doing it via written. I was the Seville psychic in the Seville newspaper for about 7 years. And, you know, I realized I could get the same energy off a letter. Then I realized that, gosh, I'll try a radio show, and I realized that I don't need to be with the person or even have the correct name. Some people don't want to give their name. That's worked in the past. But I guess it's evolved as everybody's processes do as you learn to do those things. So now when I do it, it's just simply about tuning into the energy of the person asking the question or having the reading, and it comes. So I do it long distance from Australia, all over the world. A lot of my work is international, which is really fun to meet so many amazing people. So it evolved literally over a number of years, and I don't need to be with the person. So I do it by phone, by letter, by email, by fax, by radio. Any way for me now works, and it just gives me an opportunity to work with more people.
And can you answer a question about someone else? Can I ask you a question about my mother, etc.?
Sure, good question. Yes and no. Yes, you may ask a question. Yes, I will tune into that person's energy, but I won't go but so far. I don't like to infringe on someone's energy. If you ask me, about your friend, sometimes people will call and say, is my husband having an affair? You know, it's really none of my business. I will tune into the husband's energy to a point and say, here's what's going on in your relationship. If you ask me about your mother, yes, I can tune into your mother's energy, but it will be certainly more superficial than if I was tuning into your energy with your permission. So, yes, you can ask questions about other people, but I won't infringe too deeply.
All right. So we will take phone calls. Fire it up. Somebody make their call to get us started. 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Let me thank Mood Music, a social radio experience, for supporting us today. You can find out what your friends are listening to on Mood Music. The iPhone app is available now. You can also check out Mood Music's Facebook app. Android and Windows phone apps are coming soon. That's Mood Music. And I see the phone's ringing. Sean will patch it through in just a second. But Lee, we always do this. We always talk about colors. And so we seem to always start with what color I'm wearing, what shirt I have on. And I can never remember whether I've worn certain things before, and I just try and pick something and let's go. So let's start with color analysis with me.
Is I tune into the person and then the colors that are appropriate for them. I have a book called Intuitive, the Guide to Work with Intuitive Color in Your Life. And so with this color, the shirt you have on today, I have not seen this before in all these years. It is perfect for you. It's a wonderful shade of purple/lavender with white stripes. Now, the white stripes really add a lot of energy to it because they are, you know, somewhat small stripes, but they're also vertical. So they bring the energy of all of your overall energy up, and the color purple, it matches our intuitive center, that third eye area sort of between your eyes, and it gives you a sense today you will be more intuitive today. You'll probably get a little more insight, whether it's about your wonderful dog Laz who's here with us or just going through your day. This is a good color for you. It seems to fit the energy of the day for you. I mean, it's very individual to each person, but you know, this particular shirt is a really good shirt for you. The color fits your energy very well, because you are very intuitive. You know, you get a lot of input. You're instinctive like some people are not. So I can't believe I'm complimenting. I usually give you a hard time about wearing your old faded shirt.
Maybe
but
that's
today,
why I wore this one today.
Today you made a good choice.
I needed some compliments.
You made a good choice today. It's really a very good shirt, very nice color, and fits your energy very well.
All right, we'll come back to what particular colors stand for. We have our first call. Dun-da-da. I think I pushed all the buttons right. We have Ann from Louisa County. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
And do you have a question for Lee Channing?
Yeah, the question I have is I feel like in my career, although I'm doing a very good job, and I absolutely enjoy what it is that I do, I feel that I was destined to be doing something else and to be in a much holistically happier place with myself doing that.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I love it when people have already sort of answered their own questions, and a lot of people do. So if you want to call in and ask a question and you think you know the answer, please don't let that slow you down, because it's true. Most of the time you're feeling something's not quite right, or this is really good for me. You're right. I feel like you're too limited in your current position. It's like you're in a box. It keeps you from using your creativity. It keeps you from feeling that sense of uniqueness and wholeness. You have a lot that you want to do. There's a little bit of lack of self-trust, not self-awareness. You're a very aware person. But I think you need to trust yourself more. Spend some extra time. This is not necessarily time to jump into something new and different, but it's the perfect time to do more research, to really trust yourself. Make notes. You can do it with a piece of paper and a pencil, or you can do it on your computer. Your perfect day being of service. You really need to be of service to other people. I think you already do that, but in a more esoteric way. So what can you do? Make sure you're taking classes, things like yoga, meditation, things that keep you connected to yourself, because your level of awareness is higher than a lot of people's, and you really need to focus on that to give yourself the self-trust and the permission. You kind of don't always give yourself enough permission. So think about those words. How can you give yourself permission to do something different? What are these, quote, different things that you want to do? Because I think that as you go into to a wider field of energy, more will open up. So I think it may be little steps for the next 6 to 9 months, but then I think you'll be able to step forward into something that truly is more satisfying. So you're doing the right things. You're on the right track. I just push yourself a little bit more to trust your own intuition, your own sense of things, and, again, make some lists, literally make some lists of things that you'd like to be doing, because I think you are going in the right direction. And a year from now, I think it'll all be a lot clearer, and you may well already be doing something that you really feel better about at the end of the day.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in, ladies.
All right. And from Louisa County, thank you for getting us started. Phone lines are open, 979-0919. That's 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. I see the local line is ringing. And we were talking about my shirt, mm-hmm. and not necessarily to go back to me, but purple. We'll go through this throughout the hour. There's a hierarchy of colors. Not necessarily
right.
Best to worst, but that match to item parts of the body.
Right. And it goes from sort of heavy to light. It starts at a base energy center. The base of the spine is associated with the color red. Just below the navel is the color orange. The color yellow is the solar plexus, sort of in the middle of your stomach area. Green is the heart center. Blue is the throat center. Purple is between the eyes, the third eye center. And pink is at the top of the head. And we have all sorts of mixes of those. There's white and silver at the top and gold and black at the bottom. But it really is about heavier energy to, quote, lighter energy. And it really does work that way. So you can always tell what you're working on at any given time in your life by the colors you are either drawn to or repelled by. So, you know, our colors can tell us a lot.
But guys don't wear pink.
Well, some guys
do. Does that
mean
guys never deal with the top of their head?
Well, unfortunately, not as often as the bottom of their spine. But you know, men do tend, in general, to be a little bit more stuck in those heavy energy centers from time to time. Now, we are all, I'm not sexist, we all tend to learn and grow and change, and we work on many different things at the same time. But the red energy center is about money. and possessions and boundaries and strength and courage and patience. So all of the energy centers and all of the colors have their really positive attributes, and they're not so positive. So there's no better color. Pink is not better than red. It's just different and maybe a little bit easier to work with for most people, because pink is the top of the head. It's compassion, unconditional love, serenity, you know, the very easy things to work with. But it can also be confusion. If you're confused a lot, it may well be that energy center is not quite in balance.
All right, we have another call. We have Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Rick. I was calling to wish my lovely wife a happy Mother's Day and also to ask her a question about Mother's Day.
Okay, and thank you.
So I heard recently on radio, I think it was Warren Buffett, said that having children is like the ovarian lottery. It was totally random, and you had no idea what your children were going to be like. And I have a feeling, and it gave me a smile, that Lee would have a much different answer and response about children and how they choose their parents and how they relate to each other
on an
energetic level. So I just wanted to hear you talk a little bit about that, and I'll take the feedback off the air.
Thank you. Now, that's really a very good question, because Mother's Day is a good time to talk about the relationships that we have in this life and how we plan those spiritually. I truly believe that we choose our parents. I can hear a lot of people going, oh, no, never, would have never chosen that life situation. I believe that we, no matter what your religious beliefs are, I believe that we have a spirit, that we choose our life lessons, that we choose our life plan before we come into these physical bodies. So I think that our children have chosen us because we're going to help them fulfill their destiny. I think Rick's wonderful mother, whom I've known for years, certainly provided everything that Rick needed to know for his own spiritual growth. Now, is it always easy? Absolutely not. Many of us, many of our children, many of our parents had a lot of very difficult things to deal with, and we are in the midst of that many times. When you're a child, if your parent has an issue, your parent is an alcoholic, say. My father was. It was something that was part of my life. We all get through our childhood. We learn, and we learn how to cope, and we learn different things. And we cannot blame our childhood on our adult problems. I do not like when people come into my office and go, oh, but I was mistreated when I was 8. I'm very sorry, but let's grow up. Let's let the spirit help this human being be an adult. But I think that if you look at your parents, your family, your siblings, there are reasons for each and every interaction, and we need to use those things to learn and grow. So really good, you know, thank you, Brian. Thank you for the Mother's Day wish. I do have 3 adult children and some beautiful grandchildren, and I would say everybody should have grandchildren first. Doesn't work that way, but but every child has their own issue, and the parent learns. When I wrote my book on color, I said thank you to my children for coloring my life. You learn so much from your children. You are not the teacher. You are the teacher and the student, and we all are at any given time, and we need to make sure we stay in that role. So, really good question. Thank you, Brian.
All right, 979-0919. The lines are open. That's the local number, 979-0919. Toll free, if needed, 877-WNRN-ROCKS. Our guest today, Lee Channing. She is a intuitive analyst here in the Charlottesville, Ivy area. You can also find her book online. It's Intuitive Color Awareness Guide by Lee Channing. Also has a website, right?
Yep.
Spirits Evolving.
Yep. SpiritsEvolving.com, and it's you can ask a question online if you like. It has a lot of visualizations, which to use visualization in your life, even if you don't think you visualize well, is a very powerful tool. I would say 90% of mine involve using color, but you can create your own visualizations too. Our mind is our most powerful tool, and sometimes our biggest enemy. You know, we start to worry and we go into stress, and, you know, we pay the price for that. So So I think if you can learn to keep yourself as in balance as possible. So on the website, there are a lot of ideas. There's an animal communication sheet. This sort of gives you an idea of how to work with your own animals. There's nothing magic about it. You just pay attention and you know when something is going on. So, I mean, it's fun. I suggest a lot of books, those kinds of things. And I do a monthly newsletter called Speaking Spiritually that's free. And you just go to the website and sign up for that. So, you know, it's really amazing. I have just been so blessed to do this work now for so many years. So,
all right, 11:20 here on the Wake Up Call. Markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the low 70s. At cloudy tonight, lows in the 50 to 55 range. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. Right now there's clouds across the listening area, 57 in the valley, 62 in Lynchburg, 64 in Richmond, 60 here in Charlottesville.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And support today coming from The Backyard, the UVA's culinary secret at the end of Elliewood Avenue. The Backyard has a spring menu, daily specials, and an ever-changing list of beers on tap. For more info, dial them up, 434-202-8215, thebackyarduva.com. You can also find them on Facebook. Phone numbers, 979-0919. 877-WNRN-ROCKS. You can also send us an instant message at what is it here? WNRN Studio. Thank you. WNRN Studio at the AOL site. Sorry, took me a second to get all that together. Too many numbers and things. Lee, we were talking about pets and animals. What's the best way to communicate with them? I mean, you gave me the compliment of being able to have that intuitive thing, but then you also said not everybody has that. So how do you communicate and understand what your pets are saying, feeling, et cetera? Because Lazarus doesn't bark.
Right. I think what happens is that we communicate with our animals all the time. We just don't know it. And I think just watching your animal, watching their eyes. I mean, some dogs will go get a leash and bring it to you. It's pretty clear they want to go for a walk. But just simply paying attention is the most important thing. Focusing. Give the animal the respect to wait for a response. If you say, you know, are you feeling not so healthy today, or are you ready for a walk, or do you want to eat? Whatever you're saying to your animal, give them time to respond, because they may not respond as quickly as you may like, but everyone communicates with their animals. You just simply need to be a little bit more patient and give it some more time. And it's remarkable how 90% of the people listening can have a good, clear communication with their animals. So I think it's mainly about just giving it the time and the respect.
All right, we have another call. Let's see, Diane, are you with me?
Yes.
All right, a question for Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Diane, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, what's your question today?
I have a question about a physical issue. On my left side, I've for a lot of years had a neck problem and a tight flank, and I'm having work done on that, and it's kind of shifting around. I also have intestinal issues on the left side, and I'm just trying to figure out the best way to focus on healing in that area.
Okay, no, that's a very good question. I'm not a medical intuitive per se. I have friends that are, but when I read your energy, it always reflects what's going on, at least somewhat superficially in those areas. And as soon as you start talking about the neck, tightness in the neck, that's that blue energy center. The blue energy center responds to sound. You may well want to try to use sound, music, nature sounds for relaxation, particularly if there's an area that you can focus on. If you can go, it's just about 2 inches below the ear to the side, really focus on that, listen to some calm music, and send that area relaxation, because that can make a huge difference. But knowing which areas are affected, the good thing about this picture, or well, the good thing, the interesting thing, is that the throat is the blue area. The intestinal area is mostly located in the red area. So the blue and the red are complementary energy centers. That means they can heal each other. The problem is when they both get somewhat out of balance, it's a little bit more complicated, because when you're using one part of your energy to heal the other, and then you're trying to put it the other direction, the red energy center, that's your intestines, blue heals that. So the colors red and blue are very powerful in your energy, and they really are. So I think what you need to do is, you can just go to my website if you like and check the red and the blue and say, this is what may be going on. So then you can work on how you heal that, those particular areas, and then you know, you can get that. I think for you right now, using your sense of sound is going to be the very best thing that you can do to say, wait, I'm going to use my sense of sound. I'm going to make sure that's what's highlighted at the moment. So I would try doing that with all of these physical issues. But I think that obviously when you're stressed, we all let yourself sort of go into that level of stress. So make sure that you back away from that and try, again, using sound and music. I think that's going to make a big difference.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Diane, I hope things feel better. Phone lines are open. It was Diane from Charlottesville on line 2, which is 979-0919. That's 979-0919. Sean McCord here to patch you through. And the toll-free number, if you're needed because you're a little further out, 877-967-6762. Let me take a moment and thank Ben Around Tattoos for helping us be on air today. They're in Charlottesville and downtown Waynesboro. They feature male and female tattoo artists. Ben Around Tattoo has thousands of designs available, and they can create work from a design that you provide. Ben Around Tattoos in downtown Waynesboro and here in Charlottesville at 701 West Main Street. For more information online, benaroundtattoos.com. Lee Channing, our guest today, a psychic color intuitive analyst. You can find her book, Intuitive Color Awareness Guide, on Amazon. Go to the website, spiritsevolving.com. Lee, we were talking about relationships and having your grandchildren, and this strange young woman who I've only met once or twice just walked in. What's up with that?
My beautiful granddaughter Ava is here, and I'm trying not to cry. She just brought me the most beautiful Happy Mother's Day card. So she is the love of my life here, and now she's sitting here rubbing Lazarus. She also loves animals, so I am very blessed. Ava will be 8 this summer, which is just so hard to believe. They all grow up so fast. But I think if we can cherish all the moments that we have with the people we love, sometimes we move closer, sometimes we move away, we move back and forth, but it's all about being available to yourself and to the love that surrounds you. So I think that if we can all realize that relationships are such a wonderful place to learn and grow, and part of that is knowing that sometimes, you know, things mean that you need to step back and then you step closer, but don't ever give up on it. Let's all learn through our relationships and our closeness and the lights that we find in our life.
I don't have any grandchildren.
Well,
does that make things difficult for me? I don't have those people to lean on to bring me emotions that I need at certain times.
That's an amazing question, because I have several friends who chose not to have children. They didn't have children. They don't have grandchildren. Are they missing something? I don't think so. I think we make those choices as well. And it could still happen for anybody. You know, you can marry someone who has grandchildren or children or whatever. But I think that we need to take our life the way it is at the moment, make the best of it, and learn from those relationships. Should we all have some relationships? Yes. If you don't have children and grandchildren, maybe your relationship is with the rest of your family. Maybe your relationship is with your friends. I do know some people that really have very few family members, but you can create relationships. Not that they have to all be intimate or very close relationships, but I think we do learn a lot through our relationships, so it's very important to do that. And with our animals too, by the way. You know, if you need a relationship today, go to your local animal shelter and take a dog for a walk or sit with the cats, and that gives you a lot of input, a lot of loving energy that comes right back to you.
All right, phone lines are open. This doesn't happen very often with Lee Channing on the line. I know many people are celebrating Mother's Day, but some of you have, including myself, have made your calls, and now you're just listening. So take advantage of the fact that Lee Channing is here. Website, www.spiritsevolving.com. Make your call now that Lee has her card, and maybe you'll get a little more deep answer that those emotions have been have been brought up. 979-0919 1-877 WNRN rocks. Lee, we're talking about animals and the connection. We mentioned right away Lazarus didn't seem to be feeling his normal self today. Is that, can the animals recognize the stress that the adult feels? I've had a stressful last few days.
Oh, absolutely.
Does that make him feel uncomfortable?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, animals are, to me, the word angel comes to mind. But, I mean, they are angels. They are here to support us and to help us, and they deserve the very best care that we can give them. That's why you should never tie your dog in the front yard or the backyard and leave the dog alone. Animals need and deserve love and attention, just as human beings do. But you told me Laz wasn't himself today before I even looked at him. So you already were very clearly convinced that Laz was not having his best day, and I think he is. He's a little tired. He doesn't feel really well. Maybe he ate something that disagreed with him. Maybe he's just tired. I think we don't give animals credit for being alert beings just as we are. They can have a bad day. They cannot sleep well. They can respond to our emotions very clearly. You know, when you say move your home, all of your animals are going to go through a transition period, just like your child or yourself or your mother would. I mean, everybody has energy. Everybody goes back and forth through energy levels. So our animals do the exact same thing. They can have a good day and a bad day. Are they more consistent than we are? I think so. Yes. They don't tend to be as moody as human beings can. They don't get the little headache and have it bother them. They pretty much eat the same food day in and day out. They don't complain, at least not too often. But animals do have emotions. There's a new book out that I recommended this month in my newsletter called Bats Sing and Mice Giggle. And it is an in-depth look at the emotional lives of animals. Now, I just started reading it, so I can't tell you what the rest of the book says, but there's a lot of research. Rupert Sheldrake in England, there's a lot of research about animals and the way they respond. So the fact that they have all kinds of emotions, they communicate with each other. One of the stories is about that mother bats make up unique songs for their babies, and that if they have, now that they have new equipment, you can actually tickle a little mouse and hear it giggle. So there are all kinds of things. I think we are just touching, really, just learning a little bit about what animals can really do. There are dogs now that can tell you when you're going to have a seizure. You know, there are support dogs for people who are unsteady on their feet. There are dogs now who can tell you what skin cancer is on your body. You know, they're doing so much more research. And I think that as the research goes, we'll find out that animals need a lot more respect than they've gotten from human beings in the past several thousand years since they were domesticated. But I think that they, you know, they are amazing beings that offer us so much.
Again, call up Lee Channing today, 979-0919. I don't know if Ava will take a call or not, but 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN rocks. Lee, our earlier call from Ann was talking about career.
Right.
Are there, I mean, there's a lot of things going on out in the world today with people who are have lost a job, who are certainly concerned about their job. Are there particular colors that go with reducing stress in certain situations or that go well with presenting yourself when going through the career aspect of interviews, et cetera?
Oh, absolutely. Good question. With each person, it's a little bit different. I mean, we all tend to hold stress. Some people hold stress in their stomach area, that yellow energy center. Most people probably. So you want to be careful with your diet so that you don't end up feeling nauseous and making yourself sick. Now, what calms that down is your purple energy center. So trust your intuition a little bit. Where should I go interview? It's really hard. You need to pay the bills. You know, it's really very, very difficult. But when you do have that interview, one of the best colors to wear is blue, any shade of blue for most people, because it indicates truthfulness. It keeps you calm. It's about relaxation. You know, it's about speaking clearly, speaking properly. When you go to court, the same as a job interview, wearing blue, particularly a darker blue, helps keep you calm and it helps you speak your truth. You don't want to wear bright red to an interview, orange or yellow for that matter. You know, think about that. Imagine walking in with a bright red shirt on for a job interview.
I don't want to be my Wahoo orange.
No, you don't. Not for a job interview. A football game, yes. The red, orange, yellow, the bright colors are very stimulating. So if you want to go jogging, you want to go to the football game, the basketball game, wear those colors. But as far as job interview, calming, you want to wear the blues. Green is a little iffy color because green is the center of the emotion. So you want to be a little bit careful with your emotional center when you're working, going for a job interview. So try working with blues. Purples are not bad. Pinks for you know, dark pinks, maybe. But I would say if you have a choice, try to wear blue to a job interview and to keep yourself as calm as possible. So.
All right, 11:36 here on the Wake Up Call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
And 5 years ago, a Scottsville woman was a realtor, participating in an area softball, and a mother of six boys. Today, she can't walk without a cane, has lost two toes and a finger, and she struggles to speak. In her $50 million lawsuit, she says her injuries are the result of mistakes at UVA Hospital. What happened? A feature film with local connections receives acclaim in Cannes. And what will happen to the McIntyre softball field? The Hook, family friendly. And support for WNRN comes from Blue Ridge Mountain Sports, where you are encouraged to be kind, have fun, and do the right thing. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports is at Berwick Road in Charlottesville and at three locations in Richmond. For more information, it's brms.com. And stay tuned, because at noon, it's Les Temps Perdue, the best of 80s and 90s alternative music, Urge Overkill, Mighty Lemon Drops, and Eurythmics, brought to you in part by Orzo and the Visualite. Requests always welcome on Les Temps Perdue. All right, we're back with Lee Channing. Dial us up, 1138 here, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee, what are you going to do for Mother's Day? Do you have purple on. Is that the color to have on when you go out?
I just wear purple a lot. It's just something that I've always enjoyed since I was a child. I remember when I was about eight, the only thing I wanted for Christmas was this beautiful purple fuzzy sweater. But so I've always liked purple, and I wear it a lot. And Mother's Day, I think, is just, you know, it's a day to reflect and be calm. And, you know, everybody's different. I talked to some friends yesterday. They were going to a big shopping center, and, you know, we're going to do some shopping and all kinds of different things. So I think it depends on what each individual person likes. You know, I tend not to do a lot of celebrating and going out, but I have fun, you know, go out for brunch or go out for dinner, but no major plans. You know, I think some people really enjoy it. I know we were at a celebration this weekend, and it was very unique. A lot of people couldn't make it. I think they said something like 70 or 80 of the people who were invited couldn't make it because it was Mother's Day weekend, and they were off to different states and different cities to see their mother. So I think it's a good idea. You know,
I decided not to follow my mother to the jungle.
Oh, listen, I would
Costa
be there in
Rica.
A second.
No, I don't want to be embarrassed by how much better she is at zip lining through the forest. Here's a question that's come in for us. What kind of colors do you wear for the summer?
Well, I mean, obviously you want to wear the colors that are lightest and coolest. So the upper chakra centers, the white, the silver, you know, the pinks, the purples, the light blues. I mean, it literally is, there's a reason for that. The dark, warm, heavy colors do tend to hold more warmth, more energy. So, you know, you want to go with common sense. And I guess all of us have done, you know, you wear your white shirts or your lighter colors. It does feel better, and it suits the season better. And we do need to let our energy become accustomed to each season. Now we're sort of going from spring into summer. And I know, you know, sometimes we talk about energy shifts in different kinds of weather changes and all that. This time of year can be very difficult for humans and animals, actually, because the weather's changing so dramatically. When we go from 40 degrees to 85 degrees and back to 40 degrees and back and forth, it is a bit of an energy shock to your system. So in the spring and the fall, you need to be very flexible and feel like you let yourself kind of go with the flow. You keep a sweater by the door so if it gets cool, and you don't let your system be too shocked by it. So I think it's a really good idea. But in the summer, the lighter colors, the lighter materials, again, it's common sense, but it also does energetically support you. And the same with the things that surround you. You may want to get lighter sheets for the summer, lighter towels for the summer, just because that helps you sort of acclimate to the season. And that's really very important for, if you don't work with that energetically, you will feel, some people feel very drained in the summer, but they feel drained before they ever get to the summer because we start, as human beings, we start kind of planning for a humid 95 degrees. That may not even happen. So you need to make sure that you don't predetermine what your summer is going to be like. And I've talked to a lot of people recently, oh, at least it's not summer. At least it's not too hot. Try to just go with each day. You know, don't say that because it's summer, it's going to be too hot and too humid. Just literally wake up every morning, go with each day. That's the best thing you can do for yourself. And it keeps your energy in balance.
But the colors for the summer that are associated with the color are bright red and orange.
Well, not necessarily. Reds and orange usually sort of come in during the fall, you know, when we get to the fall. Most people think of summer colors as the pastels, the light greens and the pinks and the color of the flowers blooming, the light yellows, those kinds of things. So I think that if you can, you know, let the colors that feel right to you, our energies can actually tell us so much more if we go along with it. You know, your energy can tell you. You can pick up two or three shirts in the morning, and on some level, you'll know what to wear. And the same with the seasonal changes, you know, but in general, keep it lighter in the summer. By the time you get to the fall, you want to bring in some of the more orange, you know, the burnt oranges and the colors sort of the fall leaves. So if you can think of that. There are a few people that are very different. I have done work with people who tend to work on their darker colors during the summer. We usually have energy patterns every 2.5 to 3 years. So we don't change energy dramatically with every season, but we certainly are affected. But when I do an energy reading, I talk about, well, you know, this is where you are now. This is where you'll probably be for the next 2 years. So at least you know what you're doing and where you're going with it.
Lee Channing's our guest today. Dial us up if you have a question, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee is the author of Intuitive Color Awareness Guide. You can find that on Amazon.com. You can also go to her website, www.spiritsevolving.com. Lee, I'm going to talk about some specific emotions and see if those apply similarly to the wide variety of people.
Sure.
So let's start with frustration.
Okay.
Whatever you're frustrated by, whether it's work, whether it's relationship, whether it's, you know, something that you, that whatever's happening to you, it's only you and the emotion. It's not someone else or something else that
right.
you can really blame.
Right.
I mean, at work, it can be people. Obviously, the relationship, it can be people. But if you're overly sensitive or that's just your style, you can be frustrated by many different things in many different times and places.
Right.
What do you do for that?
Well, frustration for most people, again, probably 80% of the time, the frustration is going to come in through the solar plexus area, through the center of your body.
So why is that? What makes frustration come through there? Because it seems like a head thing.
Right. Well, it's not, but see, a head has nothing to do with the energy centers. You know, your brain is certainly not located in your head. Physically, I mean, you know, physiologically it is, but our different thoughts, our different emotions come in through all the different energy centers. Now, can you get frustrated through, emotionally frustrated through the heart center? Yes, but most frustration is going to come in through the solar plexus area, through the yellow area. It means you are seeing things very clearly, you're very irritated at what you see. So that type of frustration with work and life in general tends to come in through that system. So what you can do to ease that frustration is watch your diet very carefully. Don't go having a lot of sugar and things that knock your diet off, because that's going to make it worse. The healing color for yellow is purple. So by allowing yourself to relax and feel more intuitive, that purple is going to help ease the yellow. Every color has its complement, its healing color. So if you know you're frustrated and you can put your finger on the middle of your, in the middle of your body and go, oh, I'm just, you know, that knot in your stomach, that I'm getting so frustrated, I'm so irritated, I'm so upset, purple is the healing color. And each and every center, you can have that particular irritation, but most frustration, as well as mental illness, a lot of mental illness comes from that solar plexus area. Depression, a lot of people say it's blue, it's the throat center. Sometimes it is. But depression, there are a lot of energy issues that come in through that yellow center, because it is the center of the mind. It's the center of thinking, where so many of our problems arise. So I think when you do that, anytime you feel like, oh, I'm so frustrated and I know it's in the center of my body, Look at something purple. Literally, it helps heal it. Eat something that's very nourishing and good for you. You know, brown rice, oatmeal, something that's not offensive, a light salad. You know, something to go into that solar plexus area. And that can make a huge difference.
But I thought chocolate was what sated me when I was, you know, all bothered and upset.
Do you know, a little dark chocolate never hurt anyone, truly. I think that that's a really good idea. I try not to eat too many sweets, but my birthday is this week, so we went to a family member's house yesterday and actually had a piece of cake and a dark chocolate truffle kind of thing, and it was absolutely wonderful, and I did not regret it for one moment. It was perfect. So dark chocolate really is very good for you. It has a lot of healing things. So a little bit of dark chocolate, not three Hershey bars, but, you know, something that's good for you. But very nourishing food helps that center.
Happy 37th upcoming birthday.
Thank you.
All right. Phone lines are open. Please take advantage of the situation while you can. 979-0919 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee Channing, not always around for our calls, so please dial us up. Sean McCord out there. I saw him yawning. 979. And there, I see the phone ringing now. Thank you. 979-0919 1-877-WNRN.
Everybody will call it 3 minutes till,
right,
like they usually do.
Yes, we always sort of, yes. We'll get more calls than we can handle by the end of the hour. But you can go to the website, correct? SpiritsEvolving.com.
Absolutely, yep.
And you have a spot on there for questions?
Yep. It says column question, because I did a newspaper column for so long. But yes, you can ask a question. There's no charge. You know, and I'll give you a response to the question. And then if it's something you decided later on, you know, you wanted a full reading, we can certainly schedule that in person or by phone. But the question is free. And sometimes that really helps, just to get that one question, you know, out of the way. So.
And, Lee Channing gave us a website for the fundraiser, a gift certificate, I guess, for the fundraiser. And the person who accepted that, I believe, is from New Mexico.
She was from Phoenix.
Phoenix.
I think it was Phoenix, yeah.
So from Arizona. It's all the same. It's
it's
Oregon and Washington. You know, who knows her thing. We do have a call. Brittany from Crozet. Hi, Brittany.
Hi. I had a question for Lee.
Okay.
I just got out of a relationship that was kind of a, it was a very abusive relationship, actually. And I moved to Crozet with a friend. And I'm kind of starting over. And I was wondering what would be a good direction for me to place my energy into as far as, like, hobbies or work or just anything right now.
Okay. You really need to stay busy. Your energy at this point in your life, your energy will not thrive with too much calm, relaxing energy, which I don't get to say too often. But you do need to keep moving. You need to keep things going because you're still healing from the relationship. You need to make very sure you don't go backwards. There's a small part of your energy that feels like it may not be quite finished with not the person necessarily, but with the issue. So I would very clearly go back into that what you learned from that relationship, not about the other person, but about you. What did you learn? What do you want to take forward so that you can create a healthier relationship? Because that's really, I think that's on the schedule for you. I mean, you do want another relationship. I think it'll be much healthier if you know, you give it some time so that you can heal and absorb the lessons that you learned. But I think right now that your energy wants to be outdoors more often. So I would say as far as hobby, maybe planting things or, you know, weeding or cutting grass or doing something outside where you, this is, of course, the good time of the year to do that. But boredom is your enemy. So do whatever you need to do. I would keep a book or something close by so that if you find yourself with a few minutes and nothing to do, even in the car, I mean, you may just have something available so that you can keep busy. And I don't mean drive yourself crazy, of course, but just avoid having too long, these long quiet times. If you want to do short meditations, I would suggest that because your energy wants to be calm and grounded, but it doesn't want to sit too long. I would do things like walking meditations outside where you count each step. If you get to 50, start over again, or 25, start over again. Some people go to hundreds. But just count your steps as you're walking. If thoughts come in, let them come and go. But it is important that you physically keep moving and that you energetically don't let yourself just sort of sit and think. Keep yourself moving. I think that career-wise, it feels like that may be down the road a little bit. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. Do what you need to do right now and starting over so that you can pay your bills and take care of yourself and the things that you need to do. But I think that just being outside and keeping yourself moving and very busy is going to be the healthiest thing for you.
Okay. Great.
Thank you, Brittany. Appreciate it. Nice meeting you.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Phone lines open again. 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS. The local number, 979-0919. Lee, we were talking to Brittany. So, and I'm not sure what emotion you would attach to that. Is that sadness? Is that boredom? Is that et cetera? But you talked about finding a hobby and being outside.
Right.
How does that, is that someone, and again, I don't want to fringe on Brittany because I don't know what, I don't know. I don't want you to fringe on Brittany, at least not too much.
No.
Is that someone who can be outside with other people? Can you go to some sort of organization that, you know, the Albemarle gardening group where you do things that are outside and around other people so that you meet? Because she said she just moved here. So,
And
are there situations or moods where you can do that, or others where it's just like, no, spend time with yourself outside?
Right. Good question. And, you know, when you are anyone, this is not just Brittany, but when you are recently, when you're coming out of a relationship, you have a lot of heart center energy, a lot of green energy, which is the center of the chest there. And, you know, the healing aspect to that is to be outside, to be in nature. And this time of year, it's perfect because you are, you know, around a lot of green energy and you're outside and pink is a healing. She may want to wear, most people may want to wear a little bit more pink or bring some pink in. But as long as you're outside, and you feel like you want to be around other people, yes, that's fine. There's no reason to avoid other people. When you're doing a walking meditation, usually by yourself is better, because if you're walking with other people, you'll talk. But there are all kinds of training groups, whether it's to walk, you know, the 5K, or to do various things, to go to gardening meetings and those kinds of things. But you need, that's something that's pretty individual to each person. If you've recently broken up, you're a bit overly emotional, you may want to spend a little bit more time alone, but you don't want to sit at home alone. So get outside and walk and do things. But that's a good question. But many times, you know, walk on the path, do the trail walking where you bump into other people, you see other people, you say hello, but you don't need to do one or the other. You don't need to seek out people. And you don't, you know, you don't feel like you have to be alone. If you're feeling you have to be alone, that's telling you something different. Maybe you are going into more depression, and you want to back away from that a little bit, and try to make yourself be around people at least some small percentage of the time. It's not usually good when you've recently broken up to spend a lot of time alone. So,
Lee Channing here, 11:55 on the Wake Up Call. This is WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. And let me thank Dixon Disposal for our hour. Dixon reminds you that you can reduce household garbage by purchasing products with reuse and recycling in mind. Small changes in your lifestyle can keep our planet green for years to come. When Dixon's picks up your trash, they sort and separate it for recycling. You can help the planet stay green with curbside service from Dixon Disposal at your home or business. More can be found at 978-2111 or DixonDisposal.com. All right, Sean McCord hands me this. An anonymous caller was close to the fist fights last night that started with racial slurs. What are Lee's thoughts? Is this the boxing last night? Nope, no clue. I'll read it again. Anonymous caller was close to, was close to two fist fights. That started with racial slurs.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess the comment that I can make to that is that racial slurs have such an energetic impact. That's why you can say a lot of things to a lot of people, but when you say these things that literally kind of cut to the energetic core, that's when things like fistfights happen. Now, obviously, what I'm going to say is, if you think there's a possibility of a fistfight, whether these are teenagers or, older people, it really doesn't matter. Number one, the energy is going to be very volatile, and you do not want to absorb it. So never stand and watch a fistfight. I would say move away. Of course, don't be involved unless you have to. If you're attacked, I'm not even going into that kind of energy. It certainly can happen. But I think the most important thing is to protect your energy. We haven't really talked about that today. How do you protect your energy if someone beside you is angry and screaming and yelling or fighting? You put a light around yourself. I don't care what color. If you think of a color, use it. If not, put yourself in a white light of protection, because you are absorbing that. Think about that when you choose your friends. Think about that with the places you choose to go. If you know there's going to be trouble someplace in a parking lot or whatever, don't go. It is really not worth it. There's nothing to be accomplished. But when you've been around that kind of violence, you need to protect yourself and try to cleanse your energy. Just simply think about your energy releasing all that. Don't dwell on it. Don't participate again. Those are the kind of things that as we grow and mature, we hope we learn those lessons. So, you know, you don't need to be around that energy, and try not to put yourself there again, because we do absorb energy from other people. So that was a good question, a good comment to make. So
you do absorb from other people.
Yes. Some people more than others.
How do you determine when it's good and when it's not?
Well, it's never good to absorb other people's energy. Now, I'm an empath. I can feel your energy, Rick. If you got upset right now, if Lazarus got sick all of a sudden and you got upset, I can feel your energy, but I protect myself. I want to feel it, but I don't want to take it home with me.
What if I feel bad and someone comes up to me who feels good? Don't I want to absorb that energy? If you went to hug me when I was feeling bad about Lazarus, wouldn't I want to absorb that?
Well, yes, but you've got to be careful who you absorb, because some people are pretending to be happy, here, let me help you, and they're really taking your energy. So sharing energy with other people is something you should take full responsibility for. Only share with other people if you feel it's the right thing to do. When you're really sad and down and having a bad day, you may not want to share with a lot of other people. But if you, every time you go around somebody, you get a headache, you know you're not absorbing good energy. So be real careful.
All right. Looks like our last call for the hour. We have Gary from Charlottesville. Hi, Gary.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, first of all, happy Mother's Day, and thank you for being on the air today.
Thank you, Gary.
All right. Let's see. My mother has a lot of problems with back spasms, and for 10 years she's tried different treatments and whatnot, and it's very painful. It's a unique condition that it impedes on her gardening and the stuff that she loves to do, and I kind of, you know, get on her a bit and try to get her to pace herself so she doesn't induce the problem more. But I just wonder what kinds of things, if there's something that's gone under the radar that she could try, what colors perhaps would help her.
Right.
With, maintaining a sense of comfort as best as possible.
Right.
All right, Gary.
Well, good. That's a very good question, and thank you for caring so much. But I would say, you asking your mom not to do things is not going to do a bit of good. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah.
But blue is a very healing color for the spine. The spine, starts in that red base energy center. Some intuitives break the color of the spine. I see it as red pretty much all the way up. So use the color blue. You can visualize the color blue. See her spine. Paint it in a blue light. Tell her to wear blue, use blue. And I think a lot of it is about stress. So I would work with her on stress reduction. Maybe she could do some short meditations or some walking meditations as well.
Yes, that's insightful. She does tend to be an anxious person.
Yeah.
I think it runs in the family. But anyway, well, thank you. And
thank you for calling, Gary.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, for those of you who tuned in the last 15 minutes to start dialing us up, don't forget you can go to spiritsevolving.com.
That's right.
That's Lee Channing's website. Ask a question there if you'd like. We'll have Lee back on late summer probably. Seems I can rarely go more than 4 months or so without having you on.
I look forward to it.
And next is Drew Thompson with Les Temps Purdue.
Thanks, Rick.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. And by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasolines, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The wake-up call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.